This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Whether you want it to happen or not, here we go.
Let's go.
It's the first day of school. Here we go. Crazy. Hello?
So I'm confused now. So high school goes back to 7, right? Or
Yeah.
Okay. I got to remember that. Here's my thing. I got to remember that.
Hey, hold
on, like.
Hold up. Stop everything. Stop the show. We have to know. What time did you get in last night?
Like 11:30.
Oh, that's not so bad. All right, pull it together, dude. It's first day. Come on. Here we go.
I don't know if I can.
I don't know if you can.
I don't know
either.
If I can. In all fairness.
It's all right. It's good.
Yeah.
This is what you're worried about? The seven?
Honestly, yeah, a little bit, because I've never had to worry. Like, on days that we've randomly taken off, which is very rare, but every once in a while, I get caught in school traffic a lot. And so knowing when kids go to school is very important.
You're here.
In my neighborhood.
You're here.
No, that's what I'm saying, though, is on the when I get caught off guard because we're already established when school starts. We never have to worry about it. It always catches me.
So this is about
up.
You somehow? First day of school is about you and the off day that you're not here?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah. I was just asking.
Just so we're on the same page, maybe, I was going more for, hey, first day of school. Welcome, everybody.
Gotcha.
Hey, glad to have you here for the show. Hey, first day of school. You got new clothes. You got new stuff. It's first day. It's new beginnings. It's all fresh. And here we go. And thank you. And we're glad that you're here listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. Sorry. I'm sorry that on the off chance that you may have a day off during school, that it may somehow mess up your traffic issues. At why? We have a lot to talk about, maybe off the air.
Okay, perfect.
Maybe. We have a lot to discuss.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Happy first day of school, everybody. Was first day of school a big deal for you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like you said earlier, you get dressed up. You get to go in, see your friends. A lot of friends that you haven't seen all summer. You got your tight-knit group that maybe you went over and did, like, sleepovers with and everything. But, you know, to see
Jeff.
You get
to see your friends.
It's cool.
Yeah, you get to see your friends. Was first day of school a big deal for you?
Yeah, like, up until fifth grade. And then I realized that, to me, I hated school. So I was like, nah, I got to go back to that place again.
Really?
Yeah.
So from fifth grade on, You hated school.
Mm-hmm.
Except for sports.
Sports and friends. That's what I was there for.
So then the sports and the friends did not make that a good, did not make that like, hey, yeah, I get to go see my friends. I get to play sports. So it was like,
I do 8 hours of schoolwork,
yeah,
and then I get
God.
To go see my friends.
Yeah. The schools that I went to ended up getting like just changing when I reached sixth grade. So it wasn't that same like, oh, you know, yeah, school's here, but I also get to hang out with my friends. They were like super strict on everything. Like there was a point where they made us have silent lunches. So I couldn't even hang out with my friends during the time you're supposed to.
I just didn't know if it was still. And again, I fully understand that I may miss out on like what goes as good.
Sure.
Now, but like I saw on social media last night, all right, his first day of school, he's all ready, and it was like and he's wearing a t-shirt and basketball shorts, and I was like Oh, that's honestly, my mother would have loved that. What really? I can send him like this?
Heck yeah, dude.
Heck yeah. No, I get it. It's a billion degrees and, you know, and humid and all. You know, I mean, I understand all that, but I was like, so maybe this isn't.
What did you go to school in on the first day? Like if you had,
you know, you had your new jeans and you had your, new,
sure.
Had your new shirt, okay. you know, that kind of stuff. But you know.
Dude, I remember this one pair of pants. They were the 3-zip pants where they had a zipper at the ankle so you could make them like the European like waiters, like that one, those ones. Yeah. And then it had one right below the knee so you could have capris. And then you had one mid-thigh. Those were the coolest pants in sixth grade, man.
We didn't have those choices. Boys didn't. We didn't worry about that. Although I'm looking now. I'm looking at another friend of ours. Atlanta schools are going back today too.
Yeah.
Which, because I thought we were way, way early, and apparently not.
Dude, I thought so too. My nieces in Florida are going back on Wednesday, and the only reason is because I guess they have some sort of issue with the school system. They were supposed to go back today. It's crazy.
It just, I mean, like for us, it was always, you gotten at least till Labor Day.
Yeah.
You know? No, but I'm looking at it at another buddy of ours, first day of kindergarten. It's not basketball shorts, but he's wearing shorts and a graphic tee.
Yeah.
You know? All matchy.
Gotta be.
Yeah. Shoes match the graphic tee. Solid work he's better dressed than I am, and he's
the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Aces with a huge win yesterday in Seattle. Sue Bird's last regular season home game. She might be the GOAT of the WNBA.
Yeah.
She's certainly in that conversation of one of the greatest of all time. So the Aces, when they're spoiled the party, just a little bit. Huge, huge week for the Aces. Tomorrow night against Atlanta, all three games at home this week. Tomorrow night against Atlanta, Thursday, the defending champion Chicago Sky, who are the only team that are ahead of the Aces in the standings. Aces are 2 games behind Chicago.
Yeah.
So we got to get them to dump one. We got to win out. They need to dump one. And in the process of winning out, we beat them on Thursday. You know what I'm saying?
It's a big week. You're right.
For us to be the number one seed. Otherwise, looking to be the number 2 seed, still good for all of that. But then if we end up meeting Chicago in the finals, then they get home court advantage.
That's the whole thing.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, Tuesday big against Atlanta. They beat us last time they came to Michelob Ultra Arena.
Just looking for a little redemption.
Chicago Thursday, Sue Bird's last regular season game, period, Sunday. And they'll be looking for a little revenge. So, again, get your tickets, LasVegasAces.com. In fact, why don't I'll make a phone call later on today and see if I can't get some for us to give away.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Why don't we try and do that? Let's get to horoscopes right now. Start with Scorpio. It might be a good idea. Start the day pacing yourself and concentrating on the most pressing of tasks. Don't worry if you have to leave some for later. That's fine. Scorpio, your day's pretty good. It's an 8.
Libra, you might be tempted to go into petty quarrels with those around you today. Try to find outlets for your energy in order to avoid this trap. Your day's a 6.
Yeah, but it can be a lot better. Again, stay out of the petty quarrels.
Yeah.
And you'll be fine. Virgo, big for you. What a great day to start one of those projects that's just sitting on your desk, whether it's a home project or a work project or whatever it is. You will definitely be satisfied with checking something off the list. Virgo, your day's 10.
Leo, if you're able to be involved in a group activity today, try to ask the hard questions. A lot of people involved want answers, but they're too scared to ask those questions, so you do it. Leo, your day is an 8.
Cancer, there could be a little work stress this morning because everybody's trying to get back into a rhythm, first day of school and all that kind of stuff. And even if, Kayla touched on this a minute ago, even if you know, you don't have kids, you're like, I don't have kids in school. None of this bothers me. Yeah, but it does the schools and
exactly.
all the other, you know, people's schedules get worked back around. Don't let any of this stress you out. Things will smooth out by the middle of the day. Everything will be cool. Cancer, pretty good for you. Your day's an 8.
Gemini, do you smell that? There's love in the air, meaning it's the perfect time to show your significant other how much they mean to you. Or take someone you've had your eye on a date. Gemini, your day's a 10.
Always. Taurus, when was the last time you went to a park? Take some time either today or tomorrow. Get outside in the fresh air. The fresh monsoon. Even if it's only for 5 minutes in the yard, a little bit of sun will brighten your day. Yeah, get out and Get out and breathe deep a little bit. Taurus, your day's a 9.
Aries, either your lover or colleague is likely to be irritable today. Bear in mind that this person's mood probably has nothing to do with you. Just stay out of the way until your friend gets over it. Your day is a 7.
Pisces, who cares if you had a bad dream a few days ago? Good Lord, let it go and realize that you manifest your good fortune. That nightmare, it's just a demon trying to drag you down. Have you not been listening to the world's greatest psychic, Chris Bobby, on Thursdays? Good Lord, pull it together. Pisces, you're fine. Your day's an 8.
Aquarius, you might receive a call that brings disconcerting news, making you angry or upset. You could be tempted to take it out on the caller, but don't. He or she is just the messenger. Your day's a 6.
Yeah, don't take it out on the callers.
Yeah. Right. Noted.
It's okay. It's okay. But again, you know, one of these things, this is an easy dodge. You know, if you sit there and let it happen to you, then yeah, your day's a 6.
Yeah.
If you, you know, you can make this is a 9.5 easy. Capricorn, Kayla, and everybody like her, a conflict between career and home obligations could arise today. Huh?
No.
Try to think clearly and find a solution for your conundrum and then act on it. Should have stayed in bed. Right? Capricorn,
nice.
Your day's a 7.
Sagittarius, there is a lot of stress today with friends and around the office, but you are just what the doctor ordered. Keep being your energetic self, and it's bound to rub off on others. Sagittarius, your day is a 10.
Yeah, it's a solid day. It's good. Good start to the week. It's going to be all good. Supposedly, if you look outside, the story is this is what we're getting today. Tomorrow through the weekend, another round of monsoons. I swear to you, I will never complain again.
We haven't had any real good monsoons lately.
You will never hear that from me again. Make it an amazing day. Thank you so much for starting it with the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
And here we go with good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
I'm going to do this right off the top because this isn't going to hit everybody the same way. Do you get excited when they bring back for Halloween? Do you get excited when they bring back Count Chocula and Frankenberry?
Yeah.
Which one's your jam?
I think Count Chocula than anything else.
Count Chocula is my favorite cereal of all time. Count Chocula was, when I was a kid, was my favorite cereal. And another thing called Quisp. That's another story for it. You know, it was weird. I don't know why I liked Quisp as much as I did, but I did just because it was sweet.
Sure.
They're bringing back, okay? So if you loved that, do you remember Fruit Brute?
No.
That was the third member of that family. Fruit Brute.
Oh. Fruit! Quiet! Fruit! Fruit! Fruit on you!
Delicious Fruit Brute has fruit-flavored marshmallows for the howling good taste of fruit.
Count Chocula's got chocolate marshmallows.
Frankenberry's got strawberry-flavored marshmallows.
Yeah, it does.
Fruit Brute with a howling good taste of fruit.
Yeah, man. For the first time in over 10 years, they're bringing Fruit Brute back.
That's kind of
fun. Like I said, that's not going to hit everybody the same. There are going to be some people that are going to be like, oh my God, it's the greatest news I've heard all day. Thank you for putting that in the good feeling stories of the day. And other people are going to be like,
I'll try it for sure.
We don't know if this guy is A, a jerk, B, a dumb jerk, C, a careless dumb jerk, whatever. But police in Everett, Washington, which is north of Seattle, looking for a guy who strolled up to a kid's snack stand. See, his kid was smart. He wasn't just doing lemonade. He was doing lemonade and snacks.
Yeah, it's smart.
So the guy gets like $15 worth of stuff, paid the kid with a fake $100.
Oh, what a jerk.
Made the kid give him $85 change. So basically he got off with the cash, with $85 cash, and with snacks. There's, of course, the silver lining. It's the good feeling stories of the day. I wouldn't be telling you this otherwise. So this kid's name is Jeremy. And he's, you know what? I'll just go right here. Tim talking about getting this fake $100 bill.
The texture doesn't feel good. Very disappointed and, like, very sad. He just came over and just took my last money that I was working on all day. Stop scamming kids.
He's 11 years old. Pretty good for an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
He also, so he's trying to raise money for a vending machine so he can grow his business.
That's adorable.
Isn't that great? And he also sends money to Ukraine, where his family is from, where they, and they brought him here when he was a baby. So there's some, there is some surveillance footage. It's a big deal all over. Now it's gone nationwide. Oh, yeah, and this is what we do in 2022. A GoFundMe has been set up for Jeremy. He's already made back his cash. In fact, that GoFundMe has raised over $11,000.
Oh, by a couple of vending machines.
Clicking on it right now. Oh, I'm a liar. It's almost $17,000 now. That is for so good. So
that's really awesome.
All's well that ends well on that part of it. So also the U.S. Army is coming out with a tactical bra. So you know how they have like a tactical belt.
Yeah.
So you can carry stuff on it. First time ever, they're developing a tactical bra for their female soldiers. Once it's approved, it'll be the first uniform bra that the Army has ever offered.
Wow.
I don't know what that means, but okay. I'm gonna go with that, and it sounds like a good thing. And then there's a guy in Mississippi who has a guard cat, okay? A guard cat who saved him from some intruders a couple of weeks ago. He says this cat's, this cat is 20 pounds.
Oh, wow.
And his name is Bandit. And Bandit ran into his bedroom around 2:30 in the morning, jumped onto the bed, and started pulling the comforter off. He says the Bandit had never done that before, so he knew that something was going on, so he jumped up to see what was going on, and it turns out two men were trying to use a crowbar to get into his back door. He scared him off. He's okay. Bandit the cat's a hero, and those are your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And I feel terrible. I feel bad because I almost forgot about Abby, who's been waiting on hold forever. Hi, Abby. How's your day?
Hello.
Hi. What's going on?
So I figured I could make you feel old this morning.
I got to be honest. I don't need you for that.
So I started listening to you personally my freshman year of high school, the first year Foothill High School opened, which we won't say that because that'll make me feel old. And I just want to let you know, I just dropped off my daughter for her sophomore year at Foothill High School, still listening to the same voice.
So, wow.
And we thank you.
In case you wanted to feel youthful today, I wanted to let you know that.
Well, we thank you for that. That's really amazing. And thank you for putting up with us all these years. We appreciate it.
Well, now I have to go to my first day of school and teach 187 middle schoolers. So.
What?
Oh, my God.
What? Yes. So it used to be back in the day, that it was the high schoolers that were the ones that would cause you trouble.
Sure.
Like if you were going to go speak to a class, you'd be like, ooh, high school, better be ready for this. Then it became middle schoolers. Middle schoolers were the tough ones. because they would challenge you. Now, both the high schoolers and the middle schoolers, they're either really into it or they just ignore you.
Exactly.
And it's no big deal.
I teach 7th and 8th grade science. So I teach 7th and 8th grade boys and girls, and they're amazing. I love teaching the older kids, but they try to be scary, but they're not that scary. It's okay.
Right. It's like the 5th graders now that are the tough ones, right?
Well, I'm only 5'1", so I'm only taller than like 8 of them. So
yeah, you don't care. You don't care. Kaylee, you know. Got something?
I want to know what the phone policy is at school, because when I was in school, we actually, like the school that I went to, they made us lock up our phones. We could only have them during lunch. So I don't know. What's the phone policy at school? Every kid has a phone now.
It's like going to see Bruno
Mars. Phones off. Phones off. If it rings, I can take it. If it rings, I can take it. So I just always give them a gentle reminder at the beginning to turn it off. So.
And I'm not looking to fight with anybody right now. I'm not. And I really may be saying this out of ignorance. But if you're one of those parents that goes, oh, my kid needs to have the phone on because in case I need to reach them while they're in school, you're part of the problem. It would appear to me, if you can go to Dave Chappelle or Bruno Mars and lock your phone in a bag for 3 hours, your kid can go to school for 5.
Exactly.
This is not a problem.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
It's Florida.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Flo Rida.
Ohio. Washington.
Touchdown, Washington.
All right, so here's the deal. I read you a story. We leave out where they're from. You decide whether it's Florida or Ohio or Washington. And this one, honest to God, could be any one of the three. Last Thursday, cops caught a 31-year-old man with a glass pipe attempting to light it up.
Oh, okay.
He saw the cops. He didn't care.
Yeah.
He just turned around.
New cut of power there, kids.
No, but he just didn't. He didn't. He was fine. He just turned around. He walked away. Calmly walked down the sidewalk and continued with what he was doing. And the cops said, sir, I'm going to need you to stop. He said, no, it's cool. Meth is legal now. Literally, that's a quote.
That's hilarious.
It's cool. Meth is legal now. It's not, by the way, not in any of those three states or pretty much anywhere. So the guy was busted on a felony drug possession charge as well as resisting police, which is a misdemeanor. Because my guess is he continued along that line of, it's not legal.
Yeah.
Or it's not legal. It is legal. It's not illegal. The same guy, strangely enough, was arrested just 3 months ago for possession of meth and drug paraphernalia.
Oh, so shocking.
I don't know if the same argument failed that time, too, but whatever. The real question at hand, is it Florida?
Yeah, what's good? It's your boy, Flo Rida.
Ohio. Or Washington.
Touchdown, Washington.
Maddie, we'll start with you. I saw you adjusting in your chair. I thought you were way ready for this.
I can't decide if it's Ohio or Washington. Everything I know about Ohio makes me want to say Ohio. But from everything I hear from you guys, like, it still could be.
What have I always told you? If it's meth
is Washington.
If it's methy, you've always got to get, if it's meth and it involves something weird with meth, like, again, the only time I've ever heard this, somebody was trying to put their meth into an ATM.
Yeah, for safekeeping.
Like, for safekeeping. They were going to deposit it. And then they thought they could also get it back out.
Yeah.
They never really got it in, but still. So, I mean, I'm not trying to push you one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, as you said, these are things that we have established in the history of this show.
Okay, that helps me with my decision. I'm going Washington mainly because the way he said, it's cool, meth is legal now. I think Florida, they would have ran. Ohio, they would have ran. Washington is like, no, we're cool, bro. It's cool.
It's pretty solid.
She's in with Washington. It's good analysis.
So meth for me is one of two places. It is Washington, the whole state. There's no discrimination across
that
state. Well, no, I'm saying, like, if you said it was Eastern Washington, anyway, regardless. Or the outskirts of Dade County in Florida. So I will say Florida just because she picked Washington.
Oh, no, I have to figure this out exactly where it was because, as always, and they're never Ohio or Washington, it is No, St. Petersburg. That's Kayla's hood.
I used to live there.
Kayla's hood, St. Petersburg.
Dang.
Yeah, Enzo Zabala Cardozo, 31 years old, advised cops. Meth is legal now. Caught him with a glass pipe at his lips, attempting to light up early yesterday in a St. Petersburg, Florida alleyway.
Oh, God.
Upon spotting police, Zabala Cardozo began walking away, not before declaring that meth is legal now and continuing to try to light up.
That is hilarious.
As it turns out, meth is illegal.
Yes.
In Florida.
Oh,
what's funny, though, and you don't see this guy's teeth, he doesn't look methy. He doesn't look methy at all.
Yeah.
But apparently he is. And once again, that has been Florida.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Florida.
Ohio. Or Washington.
Touchdown, Washington.
The Shep Buchanan Show.
Oh, no, ladies and gentlemen, it's a TikTok conspiracy. TikTok conspiracy.
I like that bit.
Hold up. That's a, is that a podcast?
TikTok conspiracy.
TikTok conspiracy. We examine the conspiracy that, of course, is on TikTok. And then we break it down and we try to solve the crime.
That's fantastic.
So the TikTok conspiracy, I don't know it's, if it's fully baked, but, you know, I'm already shooting holes in it in my head, but I'm not. But for our purposes right now, I think it'll be
solid.
I think it'll be lovely.
Yeah.
So TikTok is saying, we don't know where was The Weeknd performing this weekend?
I couldn't find where the location was, no.
You can't get a
Could have been from this past weekend. It could have been like two.
Schedule. The Weeknd tour schedule. The Weeknd, Las Vegas, 8/21. Better be on his game here. He'll be in Atlanta this weekend. So recently, we'll just say this, recently, when did the video go up?
I saw the video on Saturday.
Huh? There you go. And you know what? They're outsmarting me yet again, where they're like, where they're only showing the dates coming up. You know why? Because they want you to buy tickets.
Exactly. Google knows what it's doing.
I don't want to accept all cookies. Jesus, I just want to know where the weekend was. So anyway, recent concert, and there's a video going around that they think that the weekend used a body double.
Of course.
Would that not be the older? Is there a more 2022 thing than that's the next? That's the next level.
Yeah,
like you might have seen the meme of Milli Vanilli, where Milli Vanilli famously back in the late 80s, early 90s, were lip syncing in concert because they were two good looking dudes that were twinish, but they weren't, mm-hmm. and they were good looking dudes who could dance, and they lip synced in concert to records that were supposed to be them, but somebody else had recorded them in the studio. Yeah, it was a whole thing.
It was the original cancellation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Yeah, the track goes sideways. The track goes sideways during a show in Phoenix. And they just kind of keep dancing. And at first it looks like remix, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
you guys want to talk about, not to derail, but the conspiracy thing on that is that people think that because of that example that happened to them, that someone sabotaged Ashley Simpson when she did her thing on SNL.
Yeah.
They think they pulled
similarly,
the Milli Vanilli on her to.
Similarly.
Yeah.
So wouldn't that be, but now lip syncing in concert? Who cares?
Yeah.
Happens
cares.
All the time.
Exactly. No one
I mean,
cares.
You kind of care. I kind of care, but also I know Britney's not singing the whole time.
Yeah.
And it's fun to kind of try and figure out when it is and when it isn't. And even if they just turn her mic on for in between, so she's like, thank you. You know, that kind of thing. Great.
Yeah.
But would that not be the the next step in all of this of, yeah, I'm just not feeling it.
So they think he's using a body. How would you not be able to tell?
Because did he wear the mask through the? Now we're going to ask you a bunch of questions that you may not have the answer to.
Okay, I'll do my best.
But it's so so he's wearing a mask.
Oh, okay.
Like a full plastic mask from the top of his forehead to his chin, not what we've been wearing for the last 2 years.
The whole time?
From my understanding, the whole time. And it was like a like his flesh tone. So I feel like it was supposed to be.
If it wasn't. If it wasn't, then you may even have more of a case. But
that's really funny because Kanye did this at one of his Sunday service things, and he wore like a mask, and people thought it wasn't him at Sunday service too. That's very funny.
It's a great way to get people talking about. It's a great, you know, because it's a great way to get people talking about the tour.
Yeah,
because if it's been a little quiet.
I would totally go just to see, A, if I could tell it was him, if he was wearing the mask, and B, if he would take the mask off at some point so you could tell that it was him.
Is that something you're willing to, is that something you're willing to hear about yourself in order to get that, I guess, as long as it comes out later that it was you the whole time?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. It'll come out at some point that it was him the whole time.
So you hope. The mannerisms didn't say the weekend, I gotta admit.
How much do you know what the weekend's mannerisms are? Or as you said, mannerisms. like an aneurysm. No, but how really would you?
From the halftime show that we saw, I feel like we watched a good chunk of that, and it was like up close and personal, and this video was pretty up close and personal, but this guy was like really stiff. If it's not the weekend, he was really stiff and didn't seem like he wanted to be up on stage, and like didn't seem like he knew what he was doing.
He was the natural performer the weekend.
Yes.
Which you're basing off of the Super Bowl halftime show of 2 years ago.
Which is great because like that one wasn't even like live, but it wasn't like that was the empty stadium. You know what I mean? So the angles were really intense and everything like that with the weekend.
Literally, that's what you're making your judgment off of.
Mm-hmm. 1,000%.
She's not
funny.
Backing off of it either. She literally gave me the look of, yeah, and I mean this.
In the side profile, like he has a pretty cut jawline, and whoever this guy was behind the mask did not have a very nice sliced jawline.
Are you basing?
Hey, we all spend a little too much time at craft services once in a while. maybe, you know. Girls aren't the only ones who retain water. Well, they might be. They might be, but I'm just saying.
Are you also basing that on the fake plastic surgery that he had for the Super Bowl halftime show? Because that was fake.
Not that one. But I did consider that. Where I was like, no, I'm just kidding.
That's funny.
Man, we got sucked in by it.
We got
sucked in by it.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Funny how in things like this too that there's always these sources, friends of the couple.
Sure.
Say, and you can take what they say and they mean two different things. I'm assuming Maddie and I saw the same articles.
Okay.
Saw the same people.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was out of Page Six amongst other places.
Agreed. Yes.
Anonymous sources talking about Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson broke up. Okay. I was a little surprised.
It's a lot quicker than her normal turnaround in relationships.
Dude,
so
sorry about that chest tattoo, bro. Told you. At the time.
He's got like five of them. He's got all of her kids. He also has My Girl is a Lawyer, and he has her name.
This is what I'm saying.
He don't care. He likes tattoos. I am not a tattoo person. I'm just saying he's literally said he does not care. It's to signify a time in his life. So
I understand.
Yeah.
I mean, I do understand. But still, you got to look at that and go, oh.
Yeah.
You can't be happy with it. I mean, and I get it. They'll turn it into an eagle. You know, whatever it's going to be. But it's really funny. You took, I'm assuming, same quotes. Pete is totally spontaneous and impulsive, wants Kim to fly to New York or wherever he is on a moment's notice. Obviously, Kim can't do that.
Right. Yep.
Same quote?
Not that exact quote, but.
What quote did you have?
Oh, I just had that she was getting tired of going to see him during his movie shoot.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he was doing like a couple movies.
I think he's in like Australia or something like that.
Sure. Kanye apparently made things tough on purpose, of course, because he's, you know.
He's Kanye.
He's mature. When Kim is with somebody else, Kanye causes problems with the kids, tries to divide and conquer. He can't help himself.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting take on it. And not to spin off into another subject, but I mean, same deal with apparently Britney's kids. KFED, Cal Federline came out and said that Britney's kids won't talk to her.
Yeah.
Even though they live 3 minutes apart. I didn't know that.
I thought it was really weird that they weren't at her wedding. I'm like, there's more to all of this than just, you know what I mean?
And I think that's why he felt the need. Yeah, but if your mom, if you're a teenage boy and your mom's putting nudes on Instagram, we got problems.
Yeah.
We got issues at that point, you know, because I don't, you're making my life hard because you can't keep your clothes on. You know?
I get it. But like a lot of, like for me, I'm like, what's the difference between that and like, if somebody,
yeah, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have even opened that door. Should have just looked at that door and said, I'm not going in there. But it's funny. So you say distance.
Yes.
Is why they broke up. I say age.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They're at two very different points in their lives.
Yeah. And depending on who you talk to, one of these anonymous sources says, no, it was their age difference. Because they are at different points in their life. Pete's 28. Man, how much does this sting, though, if you're Kim and it's like, ooh, now they're saying you're too old for Pete. But Kim, not for nothing, Kim is 41 years old.
Yeah.
With four kids. Is it possible that she wanted him to settle in and not be running all over the world and doing movies and whatnot?
Yeah. So with that, I'm like, she's trying to be a lawyer, y'all. That is very tough. Now I get it. She still has her whole, you know.
So is acting.
No, Beth, but what I'm saying is I think that they're at two different points as far as she's trying to be very serious in her career.
Yeah.
And he is not. You know what I mean? Like, that's his shtick. He is not a serious actor. He's a comedian. You know what I mean?
And what I'm guessing that each liked a lot about the other.
Sure.
is not available when they are apart.
Yeah.
But if she's in that spot, where she's ready to settle down and she can't just pick up and run off because she's got four kids.
No.
They will tell you, Kim, the supposed sources, Kim is a really dedicated mother and her kids will always come first. She wants and needs harmony at home and in her life. Well, Pete Davidson, I mean, I don't know him, but it would seem that Pete Davidson would be a little bit of chaos.
I would agree with that scenario. what if Kanye came at her and was like, I'm going to try to take all your, trying to take all the kids because you're out here and the times you're supposed to have the kids, you're off in Bora Bora with Pete. It's BS. You know what I mean? Like, I'm wondering if that's also a factor.
Part of it. Yeah. I think it's part of it. And this is where I was saying, I can make that. I can take this same point. So who do you think initiated the breakup?
Kris Jenner. I do. Okay. I think Kris Jenner did the whole thing.
Not one of the choices.
Okay.
Let's between Kim and Pete. I almost said Kim and Kanye. Between Kim and Pete. Between Kim and Pete, who do you think initiated
Kim.
That breakup?
Kim.
I say Pete.
And I can make the case for both.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Kim.
Yeah.
But Pete's fine with it. This has run its course.
I think you're right on that. Like, it was a mutual thing, but someone had to initiate it, and I think it was her.
I think it was her, too.
Yeah.
Where she said, yeah, this isn't going to work out. We're not going to get to the finish line. And this just in, when you're 41, I don't know this for everybody, but I'll just say but, like 10,000 times because I'm all fired up about this point. However, you do reach a certain point in your life, and I know this because this is what worked really well for my wife and I, because we were both, you know, further along in life. We weren't 28 anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been to the puppet show and you've seen the strings and you know, and you don't have time for BS. It's either on or out.
Yeah.
At some point. That's not to say, because we were both at that point in our lives too, where we were like, I'm good. I'm good with being alone the rest of my life. We were both in that spot, which is why we found each other when we did. But when we jumped in, it was either all in or all out.
That's true. Mm-hmm. You just had a different point in your life. What if, I'm just throwing a what if out there, Pete went to her and was like, I want to have kids. And she's like, I've got four. I'm good. I don't want any more. And that's the reason they broke up.
Yeah. All of those things.
It's so dirty.
All of those things.
Everything's messy in this.
All of those things.
All of those things.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Producer Maddie, who's on the phone, please?
Marissa Spungen from Centennial Hills.
Hey, that's you. Hi, Marissa.
Hi.
I've got to get used to our new, you guys all sound spectacular on our new phone system. Has anybody noticed that? That the calls are so
clear? Much better. Oh my God.
So clear. Wonderful. But also when I push that button, it makes a really harsh click.
Yeah.
And I've got to be aware of that. Moving forward. I want to play a game called Think Fast. I'm going to give you a statement. For example, somebody you tip starting with V.
Valet.
Yeah. Answer as quickly as you can. Everybody plays.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay. We're just going to play an exhibition round, first to five. Okay.
All right. Let's
go. First to five. And how excited, on a scale of one to a million, how excited are you for Swedish House Mafia?
I'm really excited. Yeah. Really excited. I started listening to them a long time ago.
Yeah, and there really are two types of people in this world. People who really love Swedish House Mafia, and then everybody else is kind of like, eh, whatever.
I've noticed that.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, whatever. Well, good. I'm glad we got the tickets in the right hands. Okay, everybody ready? Hands
Let's
on
go.
Buzzers. Just shout out your answer as soon as you have it.
Got it.
Ready? Somebody tall whose name starts with L.
LeBron.
Kayla, I'll give it to Kayla. Okay. Mm-hmm.
LeBron, we have the same Taylor answer, though. Larry exactly Bird, like, no, LeBron.
Well, I was thinking, is there a different way we should play this game? Or do you have to answer right away, otherwise you don't get a point? What's more fun? Everybody answers all at once, or you answer on your own?
I think... all at once?
Yeah,
For now, everybody answers all at once. Somebody obnoxious, their name starts with C. Nothing.
I'm like trying to think of somebody.
Cardi B. Or Chet Buchanan.
See, I wouldn't have thought that.
I wouldn't have thought that.
I know, that's kind. Somebody dead, starting with G.
George... Washington.
George Washington.
Kayla's got two. A brand of energy drink starting with R.
Red Bull.
Red Bull.
Or Rockstar. We would have accepted it as well. So wait, who got that one?
Maddie
got that one. Obvious. She would get she would get all of the energy drink questions. And Marissa doesn't care.
I said Red Bull and it was just at the same time.
Well, because she's already got her ticket, so it doesn't matter. Other than coffee, something on the menu at Starbucks starting with C.
A coffee.
Cappuccino.
No, other than coffee, cappuccino, Kayla. Kayla's got three. Maddie's got one. Marissa's just, you know, hanging out. It's all good. Something with holes in it starting with W.
White cheddar.
Oh my God.
I got holes.
White cheddar?
I went cheese in my head.
What else?
Starting with W.
Something with holes in it, starting with W.
Windows? I don't know.
Wiffle ball? Okay, this is
fun. Oh, okay.
There you go.
Maybe. A terrible place to take a selfie, starting with T.
Toilet.
Yes. Kayla, you thought you weren't going to be very good at this.
I'm usually not very good at this. It just could be that Marissa and Maddie aren't good or worse at
it. I'm not good at this at all.
A city in Nevada that sucks, starting with R.
Reno!
Reno.
A smell that nearly everybody loves, starting with C.
Cheese.
Really?
I don't know.
Candle.
I know I got cheese in the brain because of Maddie.
Ooh, candles.
Candles.
Something rich people have that you don't, starting with P.
A pool.
Okay.
Pretty solid.
Or a Porsche or a penthouse or or a piano, maybe. A word that ends in double L's.
Fall.
Very Parallel. Nicely done. Parallel. Look at the big brain on you. You know what we've also learned? People who love Swedish House Mafia are very intelligent.
Yes.
That's what we've learned. Marissa, enjoy. Thank you so much for calling and thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What, your husband got what?
Got a save the date yesterday in the mail.
Yeah.
And it's just addressed to Buddy Fishman, not Buddy Plus One, not Buddy and Kayla, not Mr. and Mrs. Nothing, just Buddy Fishman, which we thought was a little strange because, you know, like Buddy and I've been together for, we're going on 6 years almost. Like,
sure.
This isn't a new thing. We've been married for 4 months. So I asked Buddy. The reason it's strange is because it's happening, the wedding's in another state. So the save the date was addressed just to my husband, and it's in another state.
Let me ask you this straight up.
Yeah.
You think you're getting cut out?
I think I'm getting cut out. I think. See, but like, that's my thing. Like, if it wasn't in another state, I wouldn't be questioning it because it's just a save the date. It's just here. It's no big deal. Like, if it was local, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. But usually, if it's in another state, you would have to address it to everyone that you would assume is going to come because they then have to make plans to go to your wedding.
Is it possible you're overthinking this?
No. This is a thing. Like,
I agree. I agree with you. I do agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a conspiracy. Do you know these people?
I know him. I do not know her.
Why doesn't she like you?
Maybe she did a relationship rehab.
You think I'm kidding. You think I'm joking. Why doesn't she like you?
I don't know.
Have you ever met her?
Or maybe he doesn't like me, and that's maybe he, maybe the, no, the maybe couple of times.
Like, maybe he likes you too much.
I don't think that's the case at all.
You never think that's the case.
I know.
Which is one of the adorable things about you. But I've seen this. What if he likes you too much?
I think it was just an innocent mistake. I don't think that's the case at all. I'm 1,000% positive it's not the case at all. Why? That's ludicrous.
Why are you so sure?
Because it's just ludicrous to me.
You're protesting very hard against this.
Yeah.
Which leads me to believe. How many times have you made out with this guy?
I've never made out with him. That is inappropriate, sir.
How many times has he tried?
No, he's never tried.
Sure? Drunken? How many drunken pictures do you have together? Who is this guy?
One.
But
it was like a group photo.
I got to be honest. I was just screwing around. Now I'm serious.
Yeah. There's one group photo of everyone being drunk at a wedding. So,
who's are you standing next to him?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm trying to remember what the photo looks like. I'm on the far right, so no, he's probably in the middle or something in the photo.
Probably, but possibly not.
I don't remember. But I know we have one photo together. Does that count for something?
I'm telling you, that's the problem.
No, I think the issue, and it just hit me this morning after thinking about it all night, I think the issue is they don't actually want us to come to the wedding. So they only address it to Buddy, assuming we'll say no because it's in California, and we're like, I think it's like a wash. Like, we're sending you to save the date, but we don't actually want you there.
Who is this guy? Who is this guy to your husband?
A fraternity brother. So.
I don't know why that's funny to me. I don't know why that helps. That helps me going down this line of questioning of why she doesn't like you.
I don't even know her.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So
no
what did
way.
You? So you had to have done something for her to not want you included. Because we all know, by the way, we also all know that he's not in charge of this at all.
Yeah, that's true.
She is. She's 1,000% in charge. However, is it also possible that this is one of those, you know, like we had 48 people at our wedding.
Yeah.
48. That was it. And perhaps because, do you know, how well do you know that, again, let me go back to this. So how many times did you make out with the fraternity
brother? I never made out with him. That is, stop saying that. Never happened.
That's fine. I'm just, facts don't have feelings, Kayla.
Yeah,
I'm
sure,
just, you know,
sure.
I'm just trying to determine what's going on. Why are you holding back the laugh?
Because it's an uncomfy laugh. It's not really a that was funny laugh. It was an uncomfy laugh.
Those are the best kind. The,
Yeah, that's my only thing that I'm like, obviously, the only answer we have, anyway, so I don't.
The only answer to what?
I like, don't know why it is addressed to just my husband. I'm just confused by the whole thing.
I have two questions. One, did you invite them to your wedding?
Believe so.
Okay. Second.
Wait, you don't know if you did or didn't?
No, because Buddy and I contributed the list together, so.
Right, but I know you. You know what was on that
list. I don't remember. I could probably pull it up, honestly, and see.
To see if they made, like, the final cut.
And is there a follow-up to that question that I think you're going to ask?
It's no.
It's different?
Yeah. I can ask my second one.
Did you invite them, A, B? So, B, they did not come.
They did not come. No.
They did not come. Was she invited?
Everyone got a plus one that was with us. Everyone, the invitations were addressed as a plus one.
Yeah.
Because we didn't care. We assumed that because we were going to Mexico that you would want to bring someone with you.
Unless you're going to meet up with your fraternity brother's girlfriend while you're there.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Just saying.
Is it possible that they're kind of doing the same thing that May and I have to do with like a budget wedding / he just wants his frat bros there and they can't really afford frat bros plus one?
Yeah, I think that was kind of where we were both leading.
It's the only thing that makes sense to me. It's like...
Yeah, because who wouldn't want you at their wedding? Of course.
Well, if you're, I think it's different if like you're dating, like we're married. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you send the save the date to a married couple, like.
We just want him. Like,
that's weird, right?
We leave her at home. She's such a drag. We're only inviting, we're just inviting him. Oh my God. By the way, I hope that's the case because I want to hear the story. Because listen, we all know you're completely innocent in this.
Sure.
You're not complicit. There's no conspiracy. You've done nothing wrong that we know about. I wonder if there's a side to you that I'm not aware of.
Yeah.
That maybe lurks deep within the dark.
I can't be responsible for what like drunk Kayla says to somebody at the ice luge at a wedding. Like I can't.
Chet Buchanan Show.
I know this will make Kayla crazy, and to a lesser degree, it'll make me crazy, but only to a lesser degree because I've already read it. I know what's coming. People stop driving their car and get a new one when the upkeep surpasses their budget.
It's very funny.
About 40% of people. I thought this was, this was a survey of 2000 millennial and Gen Z.
Oh.
Also finding that Maddie, how many warning lights do you have to get before you take it in for maintenance?
Well, I have two right now and I haven't brought it in. So more than that. I also have traded in my car when the upkeep has surpassed my budget for the last three cars that I've had.
Sure. What warning lights do you have right now?
I have a low tire light that came on when we went to the Grand Canyon several months ago. I need an oil change as well.
Oh, how far over on your oil are you?
Like 2,000 miles?
Easy.
What?
Easy, judgy. No, that's a lot.
Wednesday. I'm doing it Wednesday.
Okay. Oh, good. Good, good. Oh, yeah, because you're waiting for the private school kids to get back in.
Mm-hmm.
So I got you.
Mm-hmm.
While they're at school, then yeah.
Yep.
I understand.
Precisely.
Thank you. I see you. I'm over a little. Not a lot. I don't wait for warning lights. The average millennial / Gen Z, which I realize covers a lot, but they were talking about young adults.
Yeah.
8 warning lights for people to schedule.
Wow.
How crazy does that? Kayla, does your warning light even get to a full flicker before?
Not now, but I can tell you that like 2 cars ago, because of the smog test, I didn't pass the smog test and I took it in and they said it was going to cost me a couple of grand to get everything fixed. And I said, I'm over it. So I got a new car because of it.
Well, that makes sense. But that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because again, upkeep surpasses budget.
Exactly.
At that point, you're like, this isn't worth this. Mm-hmm. and I'm only going to have to do it again later. 27% tend to disregard and continue driving with broken speakers or sound system in general. 26% ignore dull windshield wipers. That's a tough one. That's a tough one here because then you go, oh, man, I was going to do that. Not for nothing, a little Windex or even some lemon juice on a paper towel.
Oh,
will help your wipers.
Okay,
it's a good note.
Just a little bit, and then just run it down.
Run it down the wipey thingy.
Yes, that's the technical term. Excessive emissions ignored. Low tire pressure light, Maddie. Oil change, Maddie. Scratches on the vehicle's body or windshield. Well, you know what though? I got nothing to say. My truck's been driving around since February with my door dented and scratched and my running board on the passenger side munched.
Didn't you say you wanted to get a new truck though? Even before that, you said you wanted to get
I'm not getting rid of this one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do at some point. Nearly 2/3 say they're okay with their car not being up to par as long as it passes the emissions, as long as it passes the state. But yeah, my driver's side seat is coming apart.
Oh, really?
And it has been. Yeah, they got to fix it all the time. I always look at that and I go, oh, I'm fat.
No.
What makes it? Yeah, but well, why does my seat go doing on the side then?
Because it's
that?
6 years.
It goes
yeah. 6 years leather in the desert. I mean, come on.
Six.
Right? It's been seven.
Eight.
I was going to say, it's been at least however. You've had that truck since before I got here.
Eight, almost nine. But I drive it. Yeah, I drive them into the ground. That's what I do. That's how I roll. That one will graduate and go up to the farm at some point.
I love that.
I think. But yeah, so I can't say too much. Man, there was something really important that I thought I was going to tell you, but I couldn't tell you what it is now. So I guess the most important thing I can think of is thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
More bones and stuff discovered out at Lake Mead over the weekend.
Yeah.
Have you heard about that? Well, if you came upon, okay, let's use Lake Mead for an example.
Okay.
If a freezer were to wash ashore, would you open said freezer just to see what was inside?
Absolutely not. No. That feels like a trap. I'd first probably look around to see if anybody had like a camera on me, like, you know, Ashton Kutcher, you know, revived punked and all that stuff. Like I would look around first and then
Ashton Kutcher.
Kutcher. No, I would look around first, but I don't think I could. I think that mentally I'd be like, I just need to call somebody.
How far is Nantucket from where you grew up?
Oh, it's like a boat ride.
And by the way, you were shaking your head. You're not opening up the... You're not... No?
No, I disagree with Kayla.
What? You would open it?
Absolutely.
In a light second?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they did in Nantucket. A woman named Lauren Ramey had just one hope. So the freezer washes up. And she's like, please don't contain a dead body. To her relief, the freezer was in fact filled with ice cream. Okay. Then if you notice that the freezer is filled with ice cream, do you eat said ice cream?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Ew.
Maddie?
No.
I don't know. I think I'm eating the ice cream.
Is it still frozen?
I don't know. I'm just, if it's in, obviously, there's a number of things that, you know, would have to work.
Lots of factors there. Yeah, I'm not eating the ice cream. No, absolutely not.
Fully packaged?
No.
Like when we buy the what do you call them? when you buy the Klondike from Costco.
I would just imagine.
They come in a package. It's got cardboard. So you got the individually wrapped Klondike bars.
Yeah.
Then it's got cardboard around it and plastic around that. What if it's all good and you can tell that it's still frozen? What would you do for?
Huh? Go into a freezer with potential dead body.
Would you dig it out of it? Yeah, where you thought it was dead body freezer, but now it's delicious.
You're taking
Klondike bars.
You're taking a 50-50 shot there. That is dead body or ice cream. Like it's.
Well, yeah,
there's
but
no
once you've opened
middle.
It and you realize it's not a dead body.
Yeah.
Okay. What if there was a dead body, but there was ice cream on top of it?
Of course.
If the ice cream is underneath, no way.
Well, you have to.
but if there's two layers of ice cream,
how decomposes this body?
Yeah, and I'm not eating the ones that are right next to the dead body, but the second level, yeah, probably. And what decomposed? Because if the ice cream's still good, the body's probably still solid.
Oh, you know what? That was a very accurate.
Literally solid.
Solid, yeah.
Literally solid.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Hold on a second. Is that the whole song?
No, it's just a clip. I grabbed a clip real quick.
I don't know. This says it's 3 minutes long. I don't trust
this. Don't trust that. No, there should be 31 seconds.
Oh, well done. No, it's different. It's changed.
Okay.
All of a sudden, things have changed. All right, then. Well,
wake up. Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
The only way to wake up.
It just gets my day going.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Before you know, before we go. The story of my, I'll do my best Casey Kasem. Maybe. I don't know. Would anybody know if it was any good or not? But the story of Michael Jackson's first number one hit that you probably didn't know. I didn't know, and I consider myself knowledgeable about stuff like this. I had no idea. Jennifer Lopez was the first woman to have a number one movie and a number one album in the same week.
Oh.
Never knew that. 2001, the movie was The Wedding Planner and the album was J-Lo. Huh. The people who created the MP3 used the same song over and over to test the compression. It's hard to explain what the compression is, but it's just, it's... makes it sound the way that it sounds.
Okay.
Tom's Diner by Suzanne Vega is the song that they picked. Boy, as long as we were grabbing clips, should have grabbed that one too, huh?
Tom's Diner.
I didn't get that far. I was amazed that Kayla was able to get me Ben. Tom's Diner. You know the song I'm talking about here? It's this one. They wanted to use this because apparently a warm a cappella voice is the hardest thing to compress. I thought maybe they did it because they liked the bass and percussion.
Sure. But... well, that would make a lot of sense, though, honestly.
Enough of that. So, the McDonald's invented bubblegum flavored broccoli a few years ago.
Ew.
Right? Because the thought was they could get kids to eat broccoli.
Yes, okay.
If it was flavored like bubblegum.
My brain was flipping that and I was like, broccoli flavored bubblegum, gross.
No, bubblegum flavored broccoli.
Yeah.
Kids who taste tested it found it a little too confusing. You're not going to be able to do that. Well, the way you do that is with butter and salt. Yep. That's how you rock that. And cheese.
Yeah.
And cheese.
Think about how I get really weirded out when they see the different colored ketchups. I get freaked out just by the color difference.
I don't need it.
The idea that you're trying to disguise, I don't know. No. Yeah.
I don't need purple ketchup.
Mm-mm. No.
I'm with you on that.
I can't even eat the purple colored cauliflower, and I know it's fine. I can't eat it. I can't eat it.
Yeah, and why do here's the thing. I know that it's purple. I know that it's like purple carrots.
Exactly.
Same idea. It's like, all right, fine. Then I can do it. Michael Jackson's first solo number one hit. He was 14 years old. It was the song Ben in 1972.
With the breath to come my own.
Wow, this is the intense part. This is the intense part. At the beginning, he's very sweet. It's Ben, we're la 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 la. It's very sweet. Oh, you got a friend in me, Ben.
Yeah.
Oh, we're pals. Oh, you see, like this.
You're always running here and there.
Always running here and there, Ben. Yeah. Apparently, the movie it's from they went a long way to come up with this one. Ben is the name of it. And apparently, Ben is a killer rat.
Oh.
He was running to and fro, killing people. Rat, Ben. It's very sweet.
That is the song they came
up
with.
And that was what they, that's what that was.
Does not paint the same picture, does it?
Mm-mm. No, not at all. It's weird. Never knew that. The whole thing's weird. I don't like it.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Yes, and with about a minute to spare, Kayla's got a joke.
So what kind of tree does a math teacher climb?
Little first day of school joke there for you, Maddie.
Yeah.
Little first day of school joke. Wait, what? I'm sorry, what?
What kind of tree does a math teacher climb?
What kind of tree does a math... free. I don't know.
I just ran through everything I could.
Geometry.
Whatever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.